Well, today, I tell you what, I have heard of everything now. I mean, there's no denying that eating ice cream makes us happy, but what about an ice cream that plays music while we're eating? I've never heard of it before, but Professor Floyd Mueller, who's the head researcher on the We Scream project, don't you love it? At Monash University's Faculty of Information and Technology. And it's known as a multi-sensory musical ice cream. And he's here right now to describe how he came about it. Good morning, Floyd. Of Professor Floyd,
Hello.
I should say. How did it come to be? Was it somebody's bright bulb moment?
We've been interested in interactive technology in food for a while,
Yes.
and we know that, technology very much affects the way we engage with food now, right? So we not only order online on our mobile phones, but we also look up menus beforehand online, and we also use technology while we eat, whether we watch TV at the same time or we stare at our news feed on our phone. And most of that, when it comes to food and technology, most of that coming together is rather negative, kind of. In particular, ice cream. I'm not sure about you, but I often have the experience when you eat ice cream and you look at your phone at the same time, you kind of look up after seemingly only a few minutes, and the ice cream is empty, but you kind of forgot to actually enjoy it.
Yes, that's right.
And that's a big shame and also a big problem, right? Because I think that happens a lot, and that leads to things such as obesity, but also negative mental health and so forth. So we kind of set ourselves with the goal of, is it actually the technology causing all the bad things about food, or is it just because we designed the technology badly? We can actually design it better to use technology to have a positive impact to how and what we eat.
Right.
Kind of started it all.
So, who came up with the We Scream project name?
That was actually our brilliant PhD candidate, Yan Wang. She I don't know how she came about that old song. There's an old song from the 20s or 30s, like Ice Cream, You Scream.
Oh, that's right. Ice cream, we scream. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And
So.
that's where it came about, because it's a social ice cream system, so it supports people eating ice cream together, right? So we know that, eating together is a very different experience than eating alone, and that's often also, recommended as a way to facilitate social health, to have dinners with other people, with, your family, with your roommates, if you live in a shared house, or with other people at, social events, then you have big gatherings. So it very much draws on the social aspect and uses technology to support and amplify that social aspect.
So, how does it work?
Yeah, exactly. So you have to imagine.
Yeah, put on your imaginary headsets now, people.
Exactly. Yeah. And you get an ice cream cone.
Yes.
Looks like a regular ice cream cone. It feels like a regular ice cream cone, but it is 3D printed.
Oh.
And it contains a little microprocessor, or like a little computer inside the, the hollow bottom bit.
Oh, I see. So you don't eat it.
You don't eat it,
No.
don't eat it, but you can eat or put any type of ice cream on it. Like, you get a scoop of any type of ice cream you like. You put it on top, so it looks like a regular ice cream.
Yes.
And then when you start eating the ice cream, as soon as your tongue touches the ice cream,
Yes.
a little sound occurs
Oh.
coming through a little speaker that's embedded into the 3D printed cone.
Good heavens.
Makes
So, does it play a
the
tune
sound.
or sound or how, what does it do?
Almost like a musical instrument. So, an individual note, like do 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 do. And the longer and the more you eat, the more the sound gets amplified and becomes more elaborate or richer. Because
So,
it's Wi-Fi connected, it detects other cones nearby. Mm-hmm. Then you can then the sound
have a duet. Do you?
We create like a soundscape together.
Right. So.
And with that, we want to basically amplify the social aspect of it, but also highlight that you should enjoy the ice cream and pay, attention to what you're eating and how you're eating.
So, do you have a selection of, say, 20 different sounds, or each one is different, that they will harmonize with each other?
Exactly, yes, exactly. And we can, in a newer version, we can even, you can select your own sounds.
Oh.
Pre-select them and make it very personal for you.
So but how you do you do that?
You know, a lot of people have personal memories with particular food. You know, it reminds you of, that particular strawberry ice reminds you of your childhood when you went to a strawberry farm or something like that.
So this 3D printed little gadget, how big is it? Or small is it?
It feels and looks like a regular ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from afar, you wouldn't even tell the difference. When you're nearby, you can see the difference. And, the feel is a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the experience, we try to make the experience as, as food-focused as possible, right? Mm-hmm. So we try to highlight the food and really get your attention to the experience that comes with food rather than onto the technology.
So you don't actually eat the cone?
Correct, yes, yeah.
Oh, I see. So the sound is built into the cone at the bottom.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So the sensory bit goes right through the cone, emanating from the, I'm doing gestures here, from the bottom of the cone. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Like so you only...
You can look at our website and see how it works, but essentially you have to imagine the cone, as if the cone is filled with the electronics, and on top, there's a little an enclave where the ice cream then sits on top.
So there's no contamination between the top and the bottom?
Yeah. Like,
so the ice cream doesn't, the cone has a separate little platform inside it where it's self-contained, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Right, exactly. I'm just getting the picture now.
The bottom bit.
And it, does it look like a, you say it looks like an ordinary cone?
Yeah.
Like a...
And the ice cream sits on top.
Yeah, right.
Like when you get the ice cream straight out of the freezer and you put it in, then there's this hollow bit that knows ice cream. Is in, hasn't dripped into yet. We basically use that hollow bit to put our technology inside.
That's amazing. And do you have the double deckers yet?
you can certainly put a lot of ice cream on, and then we consider that in the sound, depending on how much you have. You can even put a 99 in, but that's the same sound.
No, but have you worked out a double decker? You know, the two ice creams in one, like you've got a single cone, and then what they call a double decker. So it's twice. Yes.
You put the other one on top. Now we haven't tried that yet.
No, you haven't tried that yet.
But I haven't seen that yet.
So, what happened when you tried it out with some participants? How many did you start off with?
So we did a study where we gave people the system and let them use it the way they wanted, right? So we didn't say...
Did you give them the ice cream as well?
Yeah, no, they can use any type of ice cream.
So they had to pay for the ice cream, did they?
we provided them with some, compensation for that. But
I see. Mm-hmm.
Any type of ice cream they wanted and whatever they wanted to eat. And, some of the results were as we expected. So, they talked a lot about how the ice cream facilitated a social experience, how it brought, in particular when it was families, how it brought them closer together. But for me, the most surprising thing was when they said things such as through the sound, they became more aware how quickly or how slow they eat in comparison to their friends, family members.
Ah.
So they adjusted their pace, their ice cream eating pace,
right,
based on the sound. And, you know, as you know from radio, like sound is very important in terms of rhythm and pacing.
Yes.
Right? And it can, you know, make people speed up or slow down.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that, you know, even a simple system like an ice cream one can make you speed up or slow down. And make you also more aware whether you are speeding up or slowing down.
We're speaking with Professor Floyd Mueller, head researcher on the We Scream Project and director of the Exertion Games Lab in Monash University's Faculty of Information and Technology. Now, did it vary with the different flavours as distinct from, say, vanilla, strawberry or chocolate?
Yes, yeah, and that was also very interesting that the sound seemed to be amplifying or dampening some of the flavours.
Oh.
So, you know, a dark sound would be more affiliated with a dark chocolate or nut kind of a nut-based ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they really seem to enjoy that. However, when there was a, you know, a high-pitched voice, they often said, like, it was incongruent to the ice cream and it should be more like a citrus type of lemon ice cream.
Well, what about the vanilla? How did that fare with the sound?
Wait a second.
The vanilla?
Vanilla, yeah. So the vanilla was kind of a more, I wouldn't want to say like plain, but a more kind of baseline.
Mm.
That everybody seemed to agree goes with kind of every sound.
And so the flavors
enough,
were better.
Sounds also seemed to be more colder.
Mm.
You know, like the sound sounded cold, and therefore the ice cream appeared to be colder.
Oh,
kind of interesting because it was exactly the same, you know, temperature coming out of the. Out of a freezer. So sound really seemed to augment how you perceive food.
Mm. And with the multi-sensory musical ice cream, did it vary intensity of the, not so much the flavour, but did it hold its ice cream or did it melt with the sound?
Because the ice cream melted like, you know, every ice cream, and yeah, that's why we, like, technically we isolate the electronics so they don't get wet.
Mm.
You can then reuse the cone. Experientially, it was different because they realized how the ongoing music matched the ongoing eating of the ice cream, right? Mm. So ice cream is interesting because I have to, you know, continuously eat the ice cream in contrast to, for example, a beverage. If I have a glass of water, I take a break for half an hour and then come back to it with ice cream. I have to continuously eating it because otherwise it melts. They said the sound should reflect that. So they rather wanted to see an ongoing, you know, almost like a song rather than individual sound bits because they felt that matches the eating pattern that they exhibit.
So does it play a tune at all, or does it just have sounds that are that are complementary, not jarring sounds?
You can do both.
Mm. So if you put your teeth into it, does it play a different sound than if you lick it?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So it depends on how you eat it. It creates different kind of sound effects. Yes.
So what people do when they get it and it starts to melt, you put your tongue right around the edge of the ice cream so it doesn't drip. So I guess that will have a different sound again than if you're just licking the ice cream.
Yes, yeah. And people experimented with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they rediscovered different ways of eating ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they said, I always ate it a certain way, but then I realized, yeah, like, as you said, like, if I use my teeth more, sounds different. So I tried that. And then I tried to eating from, you know, kind of left to right and up and down. And so it was, you know, it reminded me a bit of, you know, when really young children discover ice cream for the first time, they also try to figure out all sorts of ways to, you know, engage with it, put their finger in it, and, you know, put it in their nose and everywhere. And, yeah, so it kind of made even adults, like, you know, who have eaten hundreds of ice creams in their life probably, rediscover the joy of eating ice cream.
Mm. Now, what about frozen yogurt? Did that have a different sound?
We have not tried that yet.
Oh, really? Because you can get blocks of frozen yogurt, and there are lots of people who don't maybe want are there vegans or vegetarians or, you know, whatever it is, the whole range of people. So have you tested it with other types of non-ice cream that's supposed to taste like ice cream?
No, we have not. We had vegetarian and vegan ice cream, but we have not tried the frozen yogurt. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Right. So I suppose the chocolate yogurt and the strawberry yogurt and the vanilla yogurt. Have you tested it perhaps with cinnamon or any ice cream that has another flavour to it? Or the triple flavoured one, what is it called? It has strawberry, chocolate and vanilla.
All right, yeah, I mean, there are so many different types of flavours of ice cream, and, you know, I always say, like, you know, a variety is the spice of life.
Yes.
Right, we shouldn't just have, you know, one ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the sound is like an additional ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, of course, there's nothing wrong with a chocolate ice cream, but if you only would have chocolate ice cream, it would be a bit dull. So that's why we have strawberry ice cream and banana ice cream and mango ice cream. And maybe now we also have an interactive sound ice cream. So, yeah, it certainly fits with what you described there. You know, the more flavors we have, the more variety we have.
Mm.
Different people have different tastes. So we just want to cater for all of them.
Now, have you done a 3D thing of a, so for chefs and mixologist or whatever they're called, where you have a dessert made of this 3D sensory outside where they can serve it as a dessert, perhaps?
Yes, yeah. So we are working actively with the hospitality industry that now we need to support, in particular in the current times, in order to bring that out into different venues, including restaurants that, you know, we can then see serve that as a really engaging and surprising dessert. Absolutely, yeah.
I would think the top
doing at the moment.
I would think the top restaurants would gravitate to this very quickly as a point of difference, serving ice cream, you know, so that it had a melody, and people would then think that's most unusual. Now, how far along are you to having these cones available for the general public?
I think we are very far along, so hopefully very, very soon you can see that and try it out.
So I guess when you're ready, you'll have to have a bit of a celebration of the multi-sensory ice cream event of some sort. And
there'll be food involved, yeah.
Yes. So what's your favourite flavour that you'd like to hear?
That I like to hear. Like, my favorite flavor is strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
The sound that comes with it is always a sound of some kind of, you know, nature-based. Like, I like the waves that we have, but we also had one version where it was just a giggle.
A giggle?
Every time you licked the ice cream, it started giggling.
Really?
Always fine.
How did they work that out?
Yeah.
How did they work that out that it would giggle on a certain flavour?
It just came through our design explorations, and every time I hear it, even though I know what it's going to sound like, it cracks me up.
So what flavour What flavour produces the giggle?
That was strawberry.
Oh, strawberry. Oh, right, okay. So every time the strawberry comes out, have you served it to your family yet?
Yes, yeah, of course. Like all our friends, family and everybody. They didn't get a hold of had to it.
So what came back as the favourite flavour?
That really depends on who you ask. As you know, there's some people who are very strong believers in their particular ice cream.
Mm.
It's like, you know, almost their religion that they are very strongly affiliated with, and go, yeah, you know, of course you can't mix, salted caramel with the pistachio ice cream on top. That's thin. And other people say, no, that's exactly the best combination ever. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, cherry ripe is the chocolate and the strawberry. So,
for example, yeah.
So that's always nice with a bit of topping or something. Now, would you add topping to that or nuts or chocolate? You know, the chocolate coating. Have you tried that, and does that make a different sound?
We tried that, but it just works better if it's like regular ice cream, or like can be different types of ice cream. Mm. But the toppings are working not so well with our sensing system, so we refrained from doing that.
I see.
So that's certainly a limitation that we acknowledged going into toppings.
We're speaking with Professor Floyd Mueller, who's the head researcher on the We Scream project and director of the Exertion Games Lab in Monash University Faculty of Information and Technology. Now, what about I'm just trying to think of other things that would alter the sound. Is there anything other than flavour that alters the sound?
We can basically program it for any type of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What we're currently doing is expanding it beyond ice cream. So we're looking in different types of beverages, you know, that can be used to, you know, because if you see sound just as an additional ingredient, could theoretically work with any kind of food. At the moment, yeah, we're looking into, for example, whether we can use it to support people to drink enough, right? It's important to have the sufficient amount of intake during the day. So maybe you can do that to utilize interactive sound to promote that.
So what about bottles of water? Would that produce the 3D thing you need for a bottle of water that could be recycled and reused? Would that have a particular sound with water? Have you experimented with that?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing at the moment.
So what does that sound like?
But for example, you know, it can sound like a small little creek or, you know, like a big river waterfall or a big river. It can sound like something completely different, like, you know, it doesn't need to sound like water, but can sound like you biting into a piece of chocolate. How would that change your drinking experience? That's the kind of things we are currently exploring.
I suppose the inevitable Coca-Cola or Pepsi, have you experimented what sound that would make with all the sugar? All sugarless?
And sugarless, also the bubbles, you know, that carbonated water or carbonated drinks, whether we want to amplify the carbon bubbly noise that it makes. And those are all things that, they're currently investigating.
Goodness me, it can lead to all sorts of things. And I guess food with maybe vegetables. On a plate, would you have a 3D plate, for instance, that would play different musics with different foods and different vegetables on it?
Oh. Yeah, we have also experimented with carrots, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, the carrots. Yeah, the carrots made different sounds. And you ate them or cut them into pieces. So yeah, I think there's lots and lots of opportunities to really combine technology with food. In order to make a positive impact on the way we eat and what we eat.
So you've done it actually with plates as well, like plates of food.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. And who thinks up the different ways that you can apply the sound?
So we do that in the lab. There's a whole bunch of people from various backgrounds. We have, you know, people who know very much about the technology, and therefore have expertise with computers, but we also have people who have a background and expertise. And we have an MasterChef candidate in the lab, so who know a lot about food and give us, you know, constant feedback on what tastes good and how we present the food. Of course, that plays a major role. And then, as I said, we're working with industry who give us further input then on how to make that a reality, you know, so that's cost-effective and fits within their current offerings. And the kind of user experience that they want to give to their customers.
And have you tried it with Strasbourg sausage or the German sausages, which are fabulous? And when they hit the plate, they have different herbs and spices in them. So have you tried it with that to see what sort of sounds the plate makes?
No, we haven't tried that yet.
Oh, well, there's another avenue for you. There's no end to it. It's extraordinary. I mean, you, I guess if you're walking, for instance, would you have something, a 3D thing in the shoes that as you walked, it played a tune?
That's probably also possible. We haven't explored that yet, but yeah, it seems also to be possible.
Because they've, you know, instead of having it in your ears, the little pads that the earbuds that where people can't concentrate, and they don't see anything on the road for traffic or anything like that, which is highly dangerous, or riding, for instance. I could imagine a 3D thing on a bike in the pedal itself, which would provide music, and then they wouldn't be distracted as much.
That might also be interesting research to conduct, yes, yeah.
So how many things have you got in the pipeline at the moment with the Exertion Games Lab? So what is that exactly?
So that's an interdisciplinary research lab trying to develop better technology for people to have a fulfilled life. So we want to support them in having a fulfilled life, such as a healthy life.
Well, there's a scientist, a Japanese Professor Emoto, and he used to have research assistants where he would put one drop of water onto a Petri dish and then play different music to each Petri dish, and it would come out a different a snowdrop, if you like, or flake, snowflake, and a different design. And I'm wondering if that sort of thing could be applied in any way that you're doing now that would... See, music, if you have sore joints, he proposes that you listen to Swan Lake, because the Swan Lake has certain frequencies in the music that heal the joints. So I'm wondering if you can apply some of those technicalities, if you like, to people with different ailments or to feel better, with things that they are either eating on the plate or walking or whatever it is. Would that be something that you would consider?
Yeah, I think that there are all sorts of opportunities that a different view on technology can bring, right? If you can just look at it as in it just matters how you design it, you can facilitate certain experiences. So it's not necessarily that the technology itself is inherently bad for your food. It's the way it was designed and therefore hinders us to do certain things. So if you take a different perspective on it, then I think we can all design better technology, better technology to create better experiences.
Now, where I am is in Jembrook, and the bird sounds are absolutely magnificent up here. Where in the morning it's a cacophony of different birds. I'm wondering if you could put bird sounds into the mix, because the bird sounds are very relaxing for people.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
And absolutely, because, yeah, we know, like, nature sounds in general are very good for people's mental health. So, yeah, that could be another great avenue, absolutely.
Well, I've given you a few ideas that maybe are on the thing that where you are looking at ideas. And how many things on the go do you have at the moment, or are you concentrating just on that at this stage?
And now we've got a couple of other projects, not just around food. We do more food-based work and bringing technology and food closer together. But we are working also with people using novel technology to help with mental health, in particular, you know, families in current situations. And then we've got work on health in terms of your endoscopy or the inside of your body, helping people getting to understand better how they digest food, in particular if something is not quite right with the digestive system, so to communicate that amongst their family and friends and engage people with their personal health data. So we do a lot of work around getting people to understand their own body better and what they do with their body, to look after their bodies better, because we believe if you understand better how you eat, what kind of physical activity do you do, what medication does to your body, the more you know about it, the more you are invested in it and the more you look after it.
So is that an app that you're developing, or is it something different?
It's all sorts of different systems. We often use novel technology. For example, when we look into the interior body or the digestive system, we work with tiny, small computers that you actually swallow.
Oh, right, yes.
And take video of your inside and then engage with your family with. And these, you know, like that, we basically take the assumption that computers are getting much more affordable, right? So there's history in that. Mm-hmm. And also smaller and smaller and smaller. So at some point, I think they're going to be so small that we can have not only one, but, you know, a whole dozen. And we, like you described previously, with your, when you sprinkle the chocolate on top of the dessert, they might all be little computers. And then they can, you know,
go their different ways.
Sensing functions. And then we eat them, and then we know something more about what's going on inside our body and don't even know that a computer is involved.
How amazing. There's nanotechnology at its best, isn't it? Finding out exactly what's going on inside the body. I mean, you can take a hair analysis, for instance, and that will tell you, you know, the different bits and pieces that are lacking or whatever in different parts of the body. But to have something there and then, you'd have what, a remote camera? Is that part of it?
Yes, yep.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. Well,
wow. Part of our vision to really utilize the potential that's there to give people better experiences with technology.
Well, we all started off here today with WeScream Project and multi-sensory musical ice cream, and then ending up with nanotechnology that can go inside the body and photographed to see how well the body's progressing. So you certainly are a diverse lab when it comes to finding out all sorts of different things. And I do thank you for your time today, because it's just extraordinary some of the things that, and it's Science Week, of course, this week. So I've been concentrating on different things for people to learn a little bit more about science, but starting off with a bit of fun and ending up with something that is far more beneficial to the body with sounds and pictures. So 3D pictures, how about that? And I do thank you for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. We've been speaking with Professor Floyd Mueller, head researcher on the WeScream Project and director of the Exertion Games Lab in Monash University's Faculty of Information. And we've been concentrating first of all on the multi-sensory musical ice cream and the 3D multi-sensory layer to the ice cream experience, and it'll give you different sounds, which is amazing. And if someone else is nearby, the sounds will connect. And so it's 3D printed ice cream cones. Isn't that amazing? And then, of course, they've been experimenting with food on plates and also nanotechnology inside the body that you're able to photograph and just check on people's well-being. So there are many, it's multifaceted, obviously. The lab at Monash University has been an absolute pleasure talking with Professor Mueller.